80 scientists and put together a team of scientists that went to Swains and did a survey, a maritime survey. And at the same time, we have Jean-Michel Cousteau, a renowned conservationist, who also came along and helped to promote Swains Island's reef. But Dr. Van Tilburg will talk more about the film itself. But I just want to say I'm very, very excited that this event is coming up. And they are we're getting ready to have a question and answer session tomorrow, which includes Mr. Jean-Michel Cousteau, and Dr. Van Tilburg, also my brother David Jennings, who was part of the film production, and of course Knowlton there, the film producer. But anyway, I wanted to just thank Dr. Van Tilburg for this opportunity. I'll let him talk about the event itself. Go ahead, Dr. Van Tilburg.
Oh yeah, thank you, Representative. This will be a pay preview event for the show, and then a live Q&A following it. There will be it will be tomorrow, February 24th at 10 a.m. Samoa time, and from the website watch.eventlive.org/oceanfutures, you can find tickets for the event. The Q&A will talk about the film and go into more detail about the expedition itself in 2013, of which, you know, Alex and I were part, and the history and the resources of Swains Island, an amazing place, a tiny island 200 miles north of Tutuila.
Okay. Rep. Jennings, why is this good information to share about Swains Islands?
Thank you. You know, Dr. Van Tilburg did an extensive research on the maritime history of Swains Island and how it played a role in back in the old days, you know, and that's why, you know, Swains Island, at least from my recollection and my research, was actually a stopover, you know, and it was too far from Tokelau, too far from Samoa to actually have permanent residence there. So usually the mariners would travel and stop there to replenish their supplies. And they'd be there for maybe a month or two or what have you, and then they'd move on. But because of the distance from the main islands, there really wasn't any permanent. And I think this movie verified that. Until the copra was being produced in back in the 1800s, that's when the evidence of people actually living and staying on Swains, and that continued from 1800s to up to the 1960s. So it gives a very nice history of Swains Island, and it also helps explain the critical role that Swains Island eventually played in becoming part of American Samoa. As you know, Swains Island was made a part of American Samoa by an act of Congress. It wasn't a deed of cession. And that is because Swains Island had already been a territory of the United States under the Guano Act back in 1856. So it tells us, you know, it kind of helps explain how we eventually became part of American Samoa, which is really, really critical. And it's a great, great story, especially from the scientific side. They did some wonderful work, not only in the ocean, out in the reefs, but also inside the lagoon. They've done some great research, and I'm not sure, but I know we were talking about continuing another part of this study to finish up some of the works, but I'll let Dr. Van Tilburg talk about that.
Well, there's always a little more you can do, and of course, we had only, a short week out there for the first time ever to look at the historic properties and the resources that tell the story of Swains Island, and so there is more in that jungle around the atoll to find that tell the story of that 19th century copra plantation.
Interesting. And is there evidence, like when you go out there, can you actually see this is where an encampment was that was serving some of those maritime vessels that Rep. Jennings just mentioned?
Well, absolutely. You find the kinds of things that would be self-sufficient in the 19th century. You know, the anvil, the water gathering systems, the tools and ways to sharpen the tools, everything from the copra plantation, and then some early traces of what may have been there before the 19th century, before the copra work was done. And there's certainly more archaeology that needs to look at the early history of Swains, because we had only a short period in 2013 and didn't find any, you know, datable carbon traces to begin to put dates on things. So there's more that can be done in the prehistory as well as the history portions for Swains.
What do you estimate as far as the earliest inhabitants of Swains being, even before Westerners kind of arrived there and were using that as a trading post?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you know, some 3,000 years before present, Samoan islands are discovered and settled. And for the Tokelau area that follows after that period, maybe as early as 1,000 years BP, the Tokelau atolls get settled. So sometime in there, but we don't have a defined date yet for Swains itself.
When you say BP, what era is that?
Before present.
Oh, before present. Okay.
So that would be 1000 AD, sometime around there.
Okay, I see. All right. So that would be 1,000 years. Okay, like AD. I gotcha. All right. BP was, I'm used to hearing BC. Okay, but BP. All right.
right.
Okay.
We get stuck in report E language all the time.
I gotcha. Okay, well, that's absolutely fascinating. Rep Jennings?
Yes, sir.
Where did the Jennings family, like, when did they arrive on Swains Island?
Well, basically, my great-great-grandfather was Southampton, came from Southampton, Long Island, New York. And Dr. Van Tilburg also did that research and actually found a house that he lived and grew up in. And he was a whaler that came to the South Pacific, landed in Samoa, and then he lived in Lefanga. And that's where he married Su'a's daughter, Malia, and which is where I got the Su'a title from. And if you recall, I think last year or the year before, we did a piece on the Fautasi, the longboats. And he was also a shipbuilder, and he designed a special canoe, warfaring canoe, that was used during the time when they were, between the different factions in Samoa. And actually, it was Tuamasila. And then the research continued, and it ended up being a design for what we call the Fautasi today. So he did some amazing things that actually set the history of Samoa. And Dr. Van Tilburg did that research. It was pretty interesting. But then he went to Swains in the 1800s. And as an American, you know, and the U.S. put out a proclamation for the guano, he registered Swains under that and eventually became part of the territory through the Guano Act.
It's because he basically discovered, or was the first Westerner to discover Swains?
No. He wasn't the first one to discover, but history says that he purchased the island from the owner back then.
Okay.
And he registered in Swains and started a copra plantation.
The indigenous owner.
I think it was a French gentleman that had claim on the island again, back then.
I see. Okay. So there was all kinds of European presence out here, huh?
Right.
And he was a whaler, huh?
He was a whaler.
So what? You said 1800s. So this was between the 1700s and 1800s.
Right.
What year was he? So like late 1700s, huh?
Right.
I see.
But he landed on Swains in the 1850s.
What a life then, huh?
Yeah. And Swains became a territory of the United States in 1856 under the Guano Act.
All right. I wonder what his route must have been then, because Long Island is quite a ways from, getting here by plane, imagine doing it by boat.
Very interesting.
That's a haul. All right. Well, Dr. Tilburg, did you have anything that you wanted to add on to what Sue Alex Jennings just told us about there?
Well, I look back pretty fondly at that expedition. It was pretty amazing. And I will say, for a tiny, little island north of Tutuila, it has, multiple stories to tell and more parts of the stories than we know even now. So perhaps one day we'll get to go back. But the film and Q&A session tomorrow will share that with the public, and it's a lot of fun.
Interesting. So you say the expedition. So there's an archive of that, like a captain's log that he kept?
Well, our survey expedition, there's a report that's available online, and the link will be available on the Q&A session tomorrow, too. But Representative Jennings has copies of the report as well that sums up the information we found in 2013.
Oh, okay. This is a little more recent expedition. Okay, I thought you were talking about the original one.
We wish we had found his diaries and his log, and there's rumors of it, but that has not been found or confirmed yet.
Okay. Does it sound like, though, when he got here that he had pretty positive exchanges with the indigenous peoples? Because I also remember, we have Massacre Bay, and that was when the French arrived, and that went a little bit different.
Right, of course. Yeah, I think by the time the whalers were out here in 1840, he was actually shipwrecked elsewhere and made a small boat voyage to Samoa. And so the Samoan saved his life, and he married into a Samoan family. And so that was positive. And his contributions to the Taumualua and the evolution of the Faltasti, that is also, very positive.
Great. And Lefanga is Western Samoa then?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, Dr. Van Tilburg, appreciate all the info. If we want to watch this, where can we go? You can do it online, right?
Yes. I would go to watch.event.live.org/oceanfutures, and you'll find information about getting access to the film and the Q&A.
Cool. And any chance that this will eventually wind up on YouTube or any other platforms that are easily accessible?
Well, that would be up to Ocean Futures, but I would never say never.
All right.
Also, for more information, I would say contact Narelle Q at our sanctuaries, and her number is 254-4002, Narelle Q.
All right. I will be sure to tell her you said hi next time I see her.
Great.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Van Tilburg. Good to talk to you as always.
Thank you. Nice talking with you, Alex.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Doc. Have a good day.
All right. Interesting stuff there then. So that's pretty cool that your family history is dated back that far and even archived.
Yeah.
And the contributions to the Faltasi too.
Right. That's all over there at the National Marine Sanctuary Center. Tawesunia Center over there in Utulei. It has the whole research that they did, especially Dr. Van Tilburg,
So were you aware of all of this before they kind of started really sending an archaeologist down here?
Actually, he uncovered a lot of information that I may have heard about it, but it just, then after everything kind of came together, after I saw the complete report, But again, it was just a great opportunity to, to be part of National Marine Sanctuary when it first came out. And this is one of the things that I really wanted to see. This documentary is really nice. It's good to watch. It's very informative. Got a lot of nice scientific information about Swains from an archaeologist standpoint, So it's a very interesting document. And, of course, you'll probably hear tomorrow, they want Mr. Jean-Michel Cousteau. They put it in several areas, and they won a lot of awards with this film.
And that is the son of Jacques Cousteau, right?
Yes. I remember watching Jacques Cousteau when I was young. He was a famous diver that went under.
Oh, the National Geographic was the bomb, man.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and I understand that our own Joey Cummings did the music for the film with Dave Jennings and Lawrence Lua.
Yes, they did, and their music is in that film. Very, very good. Very good job. And actually, David Jennings will be part of the Q&A session.
Okay. So. And you can just hop in and do it like a Zoom call then, huh?
I believe that's what they have.
All right. You don't have to actually show up. You can just do the whole thing online.
Right. It's all in virtual, yes.
All right. Good deal. Well, hey, I understand you got a session today, so
yes, sir.
We'll appreciate the time that you gave us. It's always good to see you, Representative Sua Alex Jennings of Swains. And, man, you do a good job keeping Swains in the news.
We're trying, brother. Thank you so much. And thank you to National Marine Sanctuary for bringing this up again. And we hope we can follow up with some other great projects for Swains. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care and God bless. 93KHJ, Swains, one of the sites of the National Marine Sanctuary of American Samoa here on 93KHJ.